Welcome to Personnel Matters, the official podcast of the Air Force Personnel Center.
Welcome to Personnel Matters. I am Kimberly Toney, the Executive Director of the Air Force's Personnel Center and your podcast host today. I'd like to welcome your Air Force's Personnel Center Command Chief. Chief Ludd, welcome.
Good morning, Ms. Toney. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's a great day, and anytime that we can hone in on civilian matters and especially evaluations, it's a good day.
Absolutely.
We're here to provide information and updates on the programs and processes at the Air Force's Personnel Center that guide and support your career. This podcast is also a direct line where you can reach out to us with questions, concerns, or suggestions. Today, we are tackling a major administrative shift that affects the entire Department of the Air Force civilian workforce. To help you stay ahead of the curve, we're breaking down the upcoming DP map changes and the new fiscal year appraisal cycle.
Ms. Toney, what a great topic this is. You know, it doesn't matter if you're a civilian, if you're military, feedback is feedback, and feedback is a critical part of what we do in making sure that we're setting folks up for success. But more importantly, sometimes you're learning things about yourself. And one thing that comes to mind is I commonly say the best piece of feedback that I ever received was completely unexpected from one of my supervisors. So I sit down with a general officer at the time, and he's giving me some good feedback, and he says, "You know, Chief, you say me and Krista a lot instead of Krista and I." And it was just like a natural thing I didn't realize. And I'm like, hey, that made me cognizant of it. I didn't take it personal. It's like, hey, here's some good feedback. My boss is trying to help me because he understands the way other folks may interpret that. And it just made me cognizant of something. So accept feedback. Don't take it personal. It's really there to make you better.
Absolutely, Chief. And the other thing that we have to think about is, you know, the DP MAP program is an evaluation program of performance, but it really molds individuals' development. And by having a path that aligns with your career path, if they coincide accurately, then you can have an effective workplace and also personal satisfaction in what you do. So it's really important that civilians invest in the opportunity to make sure that your performance plan is accurate, up to date, and also achievable. And so it's really a good platform for all of us.
Absolutely. And it builds a relationship between you and your supervision. It's just good stuff. And so very, very important. Great topic to talk about today.
Absolutely. To guide us through some of the Department of War performance management and appraisal program changes today, we have an expert from our Programs and Execution Division, Field Support Activity Branch. He hails from Great Falls, Montana. He is a 40-year Air Force civilian employee, with 27 of those years spent serving as a human resources specialist. Currently, he supervises the Field Support Activity Branch, managing more than 30 program areas across employee and labor management relations, as well as position classification. He has been a pivotal member of AFPC for nearly 7 years. Please welcome Mario Parisquia, Jr. Welcome, Mario.
Thank you, Ms. Toney. It's a privilege to be here with you and Chief Ludd to talk about these soon-to-come changes.
Good morning, Mario. Welcome.
Morning, Chief.
Nice to meet you here this morning. I understand that the Department of War is moving to standardize fiscal year cycle reporting cycles for our civilian team members. What are the benefits of this for the total force?
That's a good question, Chief. The shift to the fiscal year cycle is actually a federal sector initiative directed by the Office of Personnel Management. OPM wants all organizations on the same fiscal year performance cycle. The intent is to improve government-wide consistency, align individual employee metrics with organizational and budget goals, and support broader accountability and merit-based reforms. Right now, the DPMAP cycle begins in April and runs through 31 March, but our funding, our operational execution, our congressional budgets all start on October 1st. By shifting the DPMAP to the fiscal year, civilian goals will directly synchronize with unit funding and mission objectives from day one. It also allows rating-based monetary awards to align with the fiscal year closeout and new fiscal year award budgets.
That's great.
Yes, that is, Mario.
I want to take a minute to highlight that for our commanders and supervisors listening, this will help eliminate some of the guesswork. When a unit gets its fiscal year budget and mission directives, the supervisor can immediately write civilian performance plans that map directly to those funded priorities. It puts the whole team on the same operational clock. This synchronization is huge, but to get to that October 1st start date in 2026, we have to bridge the gap. Mario, can you explain this compressed reporting cycle and how our senior leaders and supervisors out there can best manage that?
Of course. To reset the clock, we're currently in a shortened six-month transitional cycle, running from April 1st to September 30th of 2026, with the effective date of the appraisals being 1 December. Because we have such a compressed cycle, plans should currently be completed and in an approved status. That means communicated to the employee and acknowledged by the employee. Because of this compressed cycle, we're on a quick turn to not only have the plans complete, but also to begin the mid-year or the mid-cycle communication on performance with the employee. That's the feedback that's required. For this particular shortened cycle, there's only one required feedback, and we're looking at no later than July timeframe to have that completed.
Wow, that is pretty quick. I know people move around a lot, and sometimes, you know, we get new employees and this period has already started. Can you share some information about the statutory 90-day minimum supervisory rule?
Yes, ma'am. Because of the shortened cycle, the 90 days, it has not changed. It's still a requirement, and the issue there is that the employee has to be on an approved plan for at least 90 calendar days in order to receive a rating of record. That's not changed, just due to the fact that we're in a shortened period. Of course, it's a six-month cycle, so if the supervisor delays in signing or issuing the plan to the employee, they're already behind the power curve, and that may cause issues. So it's important to have the plan communicated and acknowledged so it starts the 90-day clock. The other issue to keep in mind, actually, there's two issues. First of all, without those 90 days, the employee is not eligible for a rating of record. And subsequently, without a rating of record, they're not eligible for any type of award at the end of the cycle. So it's important to get ahead of the process to make sure plans are communicated so that the employee has a full 90 calendar days to work against those appraisals or performance plans.
Mario, this is great information. Every time you speak, I'm over here learning. So really good. I appreciate this. You talk about awards. You talk about ratings. So what comes to mind next for me is, as OPM and the Department of War focus on accountability, I'm certain that rating inflation has to be scrutinized in there and is being looked at. What are the new rules regarding like an outstanding, using air quotes, their rating?
So, Chief, we're currently waiting for DAF guidance as to if things are going to change if we apply the current levels 1, 3, and 5, of course, 5 being the outstanding. But the DOW policy is clear that any critical element rated as outstanding, i.e. level 5, requires higher level reviewer approval. While this is a new DOW rule, it's largely business as usual for DAF because we require higher level review for all appraisals. So whether they're a level 3 or a level 5, it has to go for higher level review. Just remember, supervisors must write strong narratives to justify not only outstanding, but also fully successful ratings. In addition to justifying the ratings, these narratives also serve as a base for ratings-based awards.
Yeah, and this is really important for supervisors as we go through the performance cycle to really look at the meaning of fully successful. Our civilian airmen perform at such a high level. Fully successful is an outstanding rating. You know, and I know it conflicts with, you know, outstanding is the number 5, but as a team member, I am proud, you know, when I am fully successful and I am able to do my job to perform the work that I need to do to take care of airmen and guardians. So as you write your performance ratings, it is very important that you have the full justification. So when they do go up to the higher level review, you have the data to support each entry.
Ms. Tony, that's a great point. You know, again, when I started earlier today, I compared, you know, it doesn't matter if you're enlisted, if you're civilian, if you're an officer, feedback is important. And one of the things that I share with airmen all the time in all kind of different capacities is one, you need to take control of your own career. And nobody knows what you do better than yourself, right? You know the ins and outs. And so when you're at that point where you need to start documenting, you know, your performance and writing that, you know, you taking the time, putting forth the energy and effort to, you know, prepare that information and kind of hand your supervisor some good nuggets in that information of what you've done is critically important to make sure, one, that we get it right, and so that your opportunity to advocate for yourself as well.
No, I really appreciate that information and thought process there, Chief, because it is important for us to daily track what we're doing. And if you keep a running log or an email that you continue to add to that documents your performance, especially those out of the ordinary, above and beyond opportunities, not only can you justify the fully successful, but as you're looking for those more competitive opportunities to perform at a higher level, you'll have that documentation.
And I don't know a supervisor out there who's not going to appreciate kind of being handed a little bit of help as they have to answer the mail on the timelines for these suspenses.
All right. Mario, any last-minute thoughts on performance appraisals?
Just one quick thing on the importance of the employee's feedback. The tool only allows for 2,000 characters for the supervisor to capture the entire breadth and scope of what the employee accomplished for that respective year. So if you don't have the employee's assessment, then they can't use that in addition to their 2,000 characters to be able to communicate how well the employee did.
That's a great put, Mario.
Yeah, excellent. And, you know, as Mario explained, in this compressed six-month cycle, the civilian appraisals are going to move at lightning speed. So I would encourage everybody to take control of your narrative and track your metrics daily. When the call for midterm inputs goes out, be ready. Do not wait for the system to lag on suspense day. And it does. So even when DPMAP and everything closes out at the end of the year, everybody's doing the same thing. So you want to be ahead of that. And you can go in and put your comments in at any time. So make sure that you find the right rhythm and the right opportunity to where you can document your performance. Thank you, Mario and Chief Ludd. If you have any questions or issues you would like us to address in upcoming episodes, please keep an eye out for our contact information in our summary. From your Air Force's Personnel Center, where our mission is people first, thank you for listening.
We hope you found this episode informative and helpful in taking charge of your career. Be sure to subscribe on Divots and visit our AFPC website for more resources. Have a question or topic suggestion? Reach out to us. Links to the sites and services presented in this episode of Personnel Matters, along with our website and email address, are on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.